USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mortgage rates rose for the fifth consecutive week. The average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage climbed to 6.29%, according to a survey of lenders released by Freddie Mac. It was the second week in a row that rates topped 6%. The last time rates were this high was October 2008, when the United States was in a deep recession. America's top diplomat says Russia's president can't get away with destroying the international order with his war in Ukraine. Speaking to the UN Security Council, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Putin began this conflict and he can end it.
If Russia stops fighting, the war ends. If Ukraine stops fighting, Ukraine ends.
Another natural disaster strikes in Mexico.
Another large earthquake has struck Mexico early Thursday morning. A preliminary magnitude of 6.8 was centered again in the western state of Michoacan near the Pacific coast, causing buildings to sway, and at least one person has died in Mexico City as a result of the tremor. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
At an event in Washington, California Democratic Congressman Tony Cardenas advances his New Care Act, which looks to find homes for animals used in lab testing.
We're determined to try to make sure that we get this done as soon as possible, maybe by the end of this year. And if we don't, we're going to come together again and make sure that next year we get it done, because this cruelty has to stop.
The House has approved a package of policing and public safety bills. A group of liberal Democrats held up votes for a couple of hours while objecting to accountability measures in the package. House Democratic leaders finally secured enough of the votes they needed, and voting got underway. The bill now heads to a 50-50 Senate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Hurricane Fiona remains a concern as it departs the Caribbean heading north in the Atlantic. Felipe Papin with the National Weather Service tells Fox News Bermuda and this weekend Canada are in the storm's path.
We're forecasting up to 2 to 4 inches of rain for Bermuda. And then for Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and Western Newfoundland, we're expecting 3 to 6 inches of rainfall with local maximum of up to 10 inches. And so this rainfall could result in areas of flooding, some of which may be significant.
Fentanyl overdoses in Wisconsin grew 97% since 2019, and the state issued a public health advisory to try to deal with the spike. Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher on Fox News says the problems at the southern border, like the influx of fentanyl, aren't just impacting the southern states.
We have crime directly related to lawlessness at the southern border that's claimed lives in my district. We have massive problems with fentanyl that's killing people in my district.
Republican Representatives Chris Smith and Kathy McMorris Rogers introduced a bill to protect pro-life pregnancy centers against a surge in violent attacks by pro-abortion terrorists. The Protect Pregnancy Care Centers Act of 2022 has 28 co-sponsors. Wall Street fearing a recession as at the closing bell, the Dow loses 107 points to close at 3076. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.